Blog Talk Radio.
Then I am left with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them.
Picture perfect memories scattered all around. For the phone, 'cause I can't fight it anymore. And I wonder if I ever crossed your mind. For me it happens all the time.
It's a quarter after one, I'm all alone and I need you now.
It's really something.
Thank you. Very sweet.
That I could do things my own way.
This is your way?
Why don't you hire yourself a yes man to run your company? It'd be a lot less stressful for both of us, wouldn't it?
Hey everyone, this is Daytime After Dark. Hold on, let me get real. Hey. Will? Babe?
Hey, everybody. Hola, amigos. It's Party Will here, Willie. Hope everybody's doing good tonight. Me and Carly and the rest of the gang, Hannah and Corey as well, we're all excited because we have a mystery guest that will be popping up very soon, and she's from General Hospital. So, before she comes on, me and Connie are doing a little contest tonight, and it's going to be fun. So here's what we're doing.
Yes.
Pick a number from 1 through 50, and the lucky number will be announced by the end of the broadcast if you get the right number. And the winner will receive either a Target gift card or Red Lobster, depending on the number that you pick. So good luck.
Exactly. So call in. The number is 1-347-850-8724. And a programming note for people in the West Coast, Stand Up to Cancer is on all the stations at 8 o'clock on the West Coast. Check it out. I'm T-Ronia. So just for you guys know that, it's supposed to be really good, so.
It's very close to home for me because I am a cancer survivor. I survived the brain tumor a few years ago. So, you know, through God, I've managed to survive and, you know, endure everything that went through during that dark time in my life. But without support and good friendship and a good support system, I probably wouldn't have made it through. So I know how important it is to anyone that is going through not just cancer, but any, you know, of that situation, that you need someone there with you. And so it's always important to still remember that no matter what we all go through, there is someone there for you. You know, you just don't be afraid to reach out to that person that's close to you, whether it's your, you know, your friend, your best friend, lover, husband, anyone. Just don't be afraid to accept the help. That's the important message here. And also tonight's broadcast is dedicated to the lovely Joan Rivers. You know, rest in peace,
yeah.
Joan. We miss you and we love you. I never got to meet her, but, you know, she's one of those that I would have loved to have met and definitely would have been, you know, an honor to work alongside of. But, you know, she will be missed and, you know,
yeah, I mean, it came out of a sock. I think everyone's been saying this for the last 24 hours. Everyone thought she was going to be this and be okay. And everyone was just holding out hope for as long as they could. And, you know, I feel so sorry what Zone River's daughter Melissa is going through right now. So, yeah, so I'm hoping everyone has a good weekend, and I cannot wait for our mystery guest tonight. You guys are going to love it, hopefully, but you guys will.
I haven't been catching up too much on a lot of the soaps like I would like to because it's been such a busy week. I mean, as you all know, it's pretty much been like the beginning of the school week for a lot of people. We started in August here in Texas, but it's still a lot of, you know, busy work, especially as parents, you know, we keep busy, a lot of meetings and all this good stuff, so I haven't been able to catch up with a lot, but I've been seeing some good performances of what I can of our soaps, and this week, I definitely want to make the star performer two people, Sharon Case and Cameron Grimes on Young and the Restless. Can we please just applaud them? They're doing so great. I'm loving the dynamic of Sharon and Mariah hating each other. I mean, I know some people were kind of bored with the dragging of a slow storyline, but for me, I was enjoying it because it's adding the build-up, and as me as a writer, that's the kind of stuff I live for. I love that excitement. I love the pressure. I love the drama. It's a good, juicy drama storyline. And I'm still thinking, this is my theory here, but I'm thinking that could possibly Ian be Sharon's dad. Because if you recall, when Sharon was younger, she accused herself of being responsible for her mom's accident. As you recall, she's also been in a wheelchair, her mom, Doris. So, I mean, what if something happened? Maybe he was able to have a child, which would be Sharon, and because of the accident that occurred, maybe that made him sterile and you couldn't have no more kids. So you never know. It's a soap. Anything can happen. So
no,
this is
I
the
mean,
time Yeah, we want you all to start calling in, and just call in real quick and just tell us what's been your favorite storyline that you've enjoyed this week. This is your chance. Go ahead, start calling.
Exactly. People call into 1-347-850-8721. And, you know, I haven't lost by, you know, a lot this week, but all I can say, people, is I don't think my Dylan, I love it when I call him my Dylan, but he's not really my Dylan, really is my Will. But beside that whole techno part of it, I don't think he killed Ian. I think Ian is presumed dead. I don't think Dylan would have it in him to really kill him, even though Ian does deserve to die. In my language,
well,
I think...
It's a good thing I'm not in Genoa City. I would have joined that group of people to throw him off the river.
Yeah.
So Dylan did it. Oh, well, you know, but more power to him.
You know,
I mean, he pretty much... I think it's his PTSD. It flared up.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't, you know... I am not going to just sit there and say, oh, what he did was so horrible. No. After all the crap that Ian has brought into this city and Genoa City and all of people's life, no, I'm so ready for someone to keyhole him and make him pay.
But remember, since it's a soap, there could be a twist. What if Mariah did it?
Oh, my gosh.
What if she got after him and faced, you know, like, confronted him? And, like, it's your fault, Ian. It's your fault that my life's like this, and you're the reason because you stole me when I was a baby. And, you know, just take it from there. That would be awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to see that.
Did you watch a little bit of GH? I think it was yesterday or the day before. I'm trying to remember which day this was. But it's where Victor and Nathan were having their scenes, and he's like, just who is your father? And Nathan's like, what does that matter? Who cares? I just, you know, he's like, he's all about Maxie. I'm just loving those scenes. And it's just hilarious
because
I was loving the scenes between Victor and Nathan and O'Brien and Britt. And Britt's already figured it out. She's like, is Nathan Victor's son? You know, is this where it's going? I was like, oh, I'm enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
When I saw the next scene, because remember the first scene, they kind of hinted that there was like somebody walking in. It was a mystery person coming into the cabin. Then they did the next scene, which was the next day, and then we showed Victor coming in. I'm like, oh, thank God it wasn't Fluke, because I do not want to see Fluke right now. I'm over that storyline. I don't care.
Yeah, I mean, I'm over that storyline too, and but
it's
you know,
we're not
going
to focus that towards October, so that's a good thing. It kind of braces us for the storylines ahead.
Babe, we have calls, so hold on.
Oh, good. Go ahead.
6:31, you're on the air.
Hi, Carly. It's Lisa, AABC1. How are you?
Oh, hi. I haven't talked to you in so long.
I know. How are you doing?
Oh, good. Very good. Very wonderful.
Good. I see
you having a lot.
Have you revealed the mystery guest yet or no?
No.
Oh, no. She'll be coming on at close to 30 minutes, less than 30 minutes.
And we have another call. Hold on, babe.
Lisa, you get to pick a number between 1 through 50.
Okay. 48.
Okay. Thank you for voting.
Okay, and call block number, hi, you on the air with us?
Hey, I was just calling to join the party.
Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Don't sound too enthused. Do I get to pick a number
no.
two?
No,
I don't understand.
I'm trying to say hi. I've got my voice is a little hoarse, so you got to bear with me. Pick a number from 1 through 50.
I have no idea what this is all about, but I'm going to say 25.
Okay. What it was, so you know, is you pick a number from 1 through 50, and if you pick the right lucky number, you might win yourself a Target gift card, or it could be a Red Lobster gift card, depending on which number that you picked. So, yeah, thank you for voting. Yeah. And we're waiting for our mystery guest. She should be on between less than 30 minutes, so we're very excited. And just a little tease, she is from General Hospital, and we're just so excited to have her.
Well, you can't go wrong with anybody from General Hospital, that's for sure.
Oh, yes, yes.
No,
have you been watching
can.
Any of the storylines that's been going on this week? Anything that you like to share with our listeners that you've liked and or disliked?
When it comes to General Hospital, I pretty much like almost everything, and I really can't wait for Maxie and Lulu and Dante to be rescued and Nathan to save the day.
Yes, me too. Me too. Were you surprised when it came out about that hint that Nathan could be, the Victor could be Nathan's dad?
No, I've been suspecting that for a while because of the way Ulbricht was acting around him and didn't want him to know.
Yeah.
I think we kind of knew, but of course, well, I guess it worked out well because good thing he had said something about Nicholas and Britt because that basically saved his life. Now Victor's starting to wonder that saved poor Nathan's life.
Yeah. I'm really excited about this story more than anything because, you know, I'm such a big Castlevania fan, and I just think it will be so cool that you'll be related to Spencer and Nicholas.
Well, to be honest, I'll say the Spencer storyline is one of my least favorites on the show. For the simple fact, it's not that, I think they give a little too much time to the kid storyline. I'd like a little bit more of the other storylines.
Right, yes. They're overdoing it just a tad a little bit. We were just talking about that today with some people today and about that on GH, that the kid stuff is getting just a tad little overboard on that. Yeah.
Only because, they have their place, and in certain situations, like Emma with Patrick and Robin and dealing with Robin. But the thing is, like, for instance, poor Liz, it took her a year and a half to get a romance, and yet we have a six-year-old triangle with Spencer, Joss, and Cameron.
Oh,
and that.
I know. That's really good. Did you watch GH today, Carly?
No, babe, I was busy. Remember today,
I was checking, because your favorite person was on today, Spencer.
Oh! Okay,
oh,
next
I thought
time,
your favorite
tell
point.
Me what my...
I think
next
your favorite
time, is Lisa still on? Is Lisa still on with us?
Yeah, Lisa, you still here, right?
I'm
Lisa.
Lisa, we wanted to ask you, what storylines have you liked any of this week from any shows that you watch or any characters that you like?
I like the whole Victor Cassidy, that whole twist with him, I pretty much knew he was Nathan's father. I'm really liking how that's all playing out because it seems like it's going to kind of, last a while. I don't like this whole, I know a lot of people like Michelle Pfeiffer. I think she's really talented, but I'm just so sick and tired of seeing Nina every day. It's like enough already. And I do agree with the kids' storyline. It's like today was like, I was expecting like a cliffhanger, and it was just like today's and Friday episode. It was more like a Wednesday,
But remember,
I'm gonna chime in on that. I agree. For me, when I tried to watch it, babe, I couldn't keep up with it because a lot of it was kind of dragging.
Yes, I
was like losing interest, sort of. Yeah.
If you think about it, wasn't really a Friday episode because. With the, two of the, interruptions lately, I think it's not really a Friday's episode, it seems, lately. And, Monday seems like a Friday episode lately to me, and then Monday.
Lisa, you can tell me if I'm kind of wrong on this, but to me, after watching today's episode, because I was trying to keep up with it, and I'll probably watch the rest on YouTube on it, but it felt to me like the storylines were kind of all over the place, and it was hard to keep up with it.
Yes, I agree. It was like nothing was kind of like they were like jumping from one, you know, one storyline to the next, and they all didn't really have anything to do with each other, you know?
No, and, you know, especially, you know, because of me with the, being a writer, it was just too confusing. Like, oh, my gosh, like, I wish I could have wrote a better episode.
I don't find it confusing.
For you fans, I'm like, are you kidding me with this? This is the Friday's episode? This
yeah,
is
that's
what they came up with? I'm like, oh, my goodness.
That's exactly
it wasn't that it was confusing.
I was so disappointed. I really was, yeah.
It's not that it was confusing. My only issue with the pacing is you have the Lulu, Maxie, and Dante and Nathan storyline, then we don't see it for 3 days. Now, I realize
right.
they have to evolve the other storylines so that all the days match up, but I just wish we would have saw a little bit of that, but they were on for the preview,
yeah.
so at least we have that to look forward to on Monday. Oh, and can I just say, Ryan Pavey is as gorgeous in person as he is on TV, if not more.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yes, I heard about that. I'd like to thank all you wonderful listeners out there that have been sending me and Carly pictures from your events. Thank you so much. And they will be posted very soon on my blog for partywolfblog.tumblr.com. A lot of you got to see Ryan Pavey. You got to see Ryan Carnes. You know, you've gone to the GH fan event. So thank you very much for that.
Yeah, oh, and by the way, babe, that picture you sent me the other day of, you know, Nathan from the East, all I can say is, wow. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I got to take a picture with him, and I took a picture with he and William this past weekend. Oh, yeah, it was
no,
nice.
No, I
fun.
Mean,
that
no,
is so
Carrie,
cool.
Carrie, you didn't see a picture that my boyfriend sent to me. Brian, it's really, it's a really
believe me, I've seen,
hot.
Believe me, I've seen plenty of them.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's,
I mean, we
see.
Have another call.
Okay,
we have another call. Four, you on the air.
Hello, how y'all doing?
Good, how are you?
That's great. I was calling in for the mystery guest.
Okay, yeah, we're still waiting on it. She should be here. We said less than 30 minutes, so it's just any time. We're just waiting for her to call in.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm waiting for her to call up.
Caller, would you like to pick a number between 1 through 50 for tonight's chance to win either a gift card from Target or Red Lobster?
Okay, let's see. 1 through 50?
Yeah, you pick a number from 1 through 50.
I pick the number 4.
Okay, thank you for voting. And what about for the shows? Have you been watching any shows this week that you would like to say what storylines you've enjoyed or have disliked this week?
Yes, over on General Hospital, I must honestly say that they need to do something with Kiki's character. I mean, if you've noticed, she's been running around like giddy-giddy two-shoe, walking around giving everybody advice and not really doing anything on the canvas of General Hospital. I think they should actually do something with her character where she'll actually have a storyline going, because all she's doing is walking around giving advice and, you know, all that.
Right. I agree. She does. But keep paying attention, because me and Carly figured this out as well. She's going to be involved between the whole Rosalie and Michael storyline that's going on, because something's going on where Kiki's going to be jealous of Rosalie for being with Morgan. So I think she's got feelings for Morgan, and it might affect her situation with Michael. So pay attention close to that, because I know that's going to be really interesting to watch. So
Kiki,
you know me, I usually didn't like Kiki at first, but she started growing on me, especially when she caught Carly and Sunny talking about her sleeping with Franco, so that was a really fun scene for me.
Yeah, yep. that was very interesting. Also on General Hospital, I'm loving the Spencer storyline. You know, him and Emma and.
I think that
he's going to drop a bombshell soon on Emma about who he thinks is behind the mystery.
I agree. That's going to be. I'm not a fan of Fluke, but I'm enjoying how all rooms are kind of leading up to him, because everybody's kind of tied in some way to the Fluke storyline. And I'll be going more than anything when it's over, but I'm enjoying that it involves a character, so that's good and good.
Yeah, I think that
exactly.
I think
it's going to be really good.
Yeah, I think that eventually, I think that eventually Tracy will finally begin to figure out what's going on. Hopefully, you know that he's a fake. You know that everybody's been trying to tell her that he's a fake, but she won't believe nobody. But,
well, leave it to Tracy to be idiots for this long. I mean, leave it to Tracy and this not figure out the one. See, you know, kissing and everything. Yeah.
Well, especially with this Lulu being missing, you think, I mean, if it was truly Luke, he'd have been back already. But, I mean, hopefully she catches a clue that something's amiss
mm-hmm.
because he should have been back with this whole Lulu thing. And just to jump back to Kiki for a minute, I think the thing they need to do most with Kiki, the character for her character, is get her away from Michael because those two don't I realize they're together in real life. But the character of Kiki is like watching paint dry with Michael and vice versa. She should go back with Morgan, actually, because I think they have more chemistry.
Thank you for saying that. I agree. I know that the actress that plays Kiki and Michael are dating together in real life. But
yep.
For me, the chemistry is more with her and Morgan on the screen.
Just because someone's going steady in real life doesn't mean they make a good pairing on the screen.
Well, thank you for saying that. I agree. I totally agree.
Well, I know.
I've seen so many scenes with Kiki and Michael that, like, the way you said it was perfect. It's like dry paint. It's drying. It wasn't going anywhere, and it's just, like, so uninteresting.
Yeah.
That's another
and
thing.
Actually,
we're seeing too much of them too. It's like Ivan wasn't.
Well, actually, they're kind of overdoing it. Just so many characters, almost on every single day. You know, it's kind of ridiculous.
It's overcrowded.
Oh, you guys, we have other calls.
Okay, babe. Go ahead, take a.
Okay, baby. 781, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Elise.
Hey, oh, good. Thanks for listening to me on my Twitter and saying call in.
Hi.
And 678, you're on the air, too.
Do you
want
to pick a number from 1 through 50?
You still have Vanessa on the phone?
Pick a number, at least pick a number between 1 and 150. 1 and 50. 1 and 150,
one and
whatever.
1 and 50?
Yeah.
Pick a number from 1 through 50 and pick the lucky number. You could win
22.
A chance for either a Target gift card or a Red Lobster gift card.
22.
Awesome. Thanks for voting.
No problem. Do
you have any favorite storylines that you like this week or any ones that you dislike?
No, I think all the storylines are going really well.
They sure are. I definitely agree. I mean, I'm just so excited, especially as a fan right now. I'm just on a big happy note here because I'm kind of glad that summer's ended for our stories on the soaps. We're going into the fall, and it's already picking up big steam ahead. It's going to be perfect. It's going to be awesome.
It's like, Daryl also has been so good lately. It's like every day you have to watch it because of the cliffhanger.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be Fridays and Mondays, but now it seems like it's like an everyday thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like today,
I
didn't get to watch today until late, and even today, it wasn't, you know, like totally exciting, but it was good.
Mm-hmm.
Which
soap did you say?
Hmm? We
what
have a number.
What did she say?
What?
The caller just said that she didn't get to watch a soap opera. Which one was it?
Hospital.
Okay. We were cutting off. I couldn't hear you.
You guys, 773, you're on the air.
Hi, girlie. It's Margie. How you doing?
Yay!
Hey, Margie. How are you?
I'm hanging in there, honey. Thank you. How you guys doing?
Everybody's here for the party. We're waiting for our mystery guest from General Hospital. She should be on here very soon.
Margie,
yes.
Would you like to pick the number from 1 through 50?
Pardon me?
I already know
like
who it is.
Yeah, Marjorie, would you like to pick a number from 1 through 50 so you could win a chance to win either a Target gift card or a Red Lobster gift card?
27.
Awesome, cool. Thanks for voting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and we have another we have another call, 678, you're on the air. 678, you're on the air.
Oh, yeah, I sorry, go ahead. Hello?
Hi, you're on the air with us.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi,
Christina. How are you doing?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
We can hear you. So I did tweet that out, by the way. I did it at, like, 10 o'clock exactly, Eastern time.
Cool. Well, that's
Carly,
great.
It's a caller that just called. Is she still there?
Yep.
Okay,
no,
what's the caller's name?
It's a mystery guest.
It's a mystery guest.
I'm saying the caller, the one that just called in. Babe, can you have a vote for us for 1 through 50 so we got everybody covered?
Okay.
Our boyfriend was on today, Spencer.
I know, I'm so excited.
I know, yeah.
Oh, I love him.
Me too.
You too. You know, Molly, you and I are probably going to, you know, do the whole veil babying. I thought about this. You and I are probably going to be in a veil babying, you know, but you can't have them. You can't have them because I'm totally in love with Will, so you can go to Dale. And we have another call. Oh, my God, we have another call. 618?
Hey, Carly, it's Hannah.
Hi, who is this?
Hannah.
Oh, hey, Hannah, welcome.
Hey, Hannah. Hey, everybody, say hi to Hannah. She's our new host.
Yeah, this is Hannah. She's one of our new hosts. Welcome. Hi, Hannah. Now I'm happy.
Hi.
Hannah's on the line.
You're not
hi,
Hannah.
Yeah,
hi, how are
you? Mystery guest.
You know, I just, you know, you know, the mystery guest is 2 minutes late, people.
Believe me, it's worth the wait. Believe me, it's so worth the wait.
Oh, definitely.
Building, just like a cliffhanger Friday.
Thank you, everybody, for calling in tonight. This is just so epic. I know everybody said they're going to call in, but just that you guys did, wow, I'm just so, like, shocked. Thank you.
We love you guys.
Did the other callers get to pick a number?
I think they didn't hear me. Bob, did you cover everybody asking to pick a number from 1 through 50?
I did ask, but they didn't answer me, so. Okay, anyone?
The person supposed to come on the show, Carly. Okay.
Just thought we cover everybody. That's, you know, you can ask the last caller that called one more time.
You
should like pick a number from 1 through 50 if you want to.
Okay.
You guys,
number,
we have a number.
Okay, number 1 through 50, I'll say choose number 14.
Awesome. Cool. Thanks for voting.
We have another caller, babe.
Okay,
262, you're on the air.
Hey, Carly, it's Corey.
There he is.
Corey, how are you?
Hi, Corey.
I'm shocked. I'm bewildered. I'm happy.
Aww.
I'm stunned. It's like, I'm just being funny. No,
She's not on yet, Corey, but we're just waiting. She's 2 minutes late, so that's okay. We're waiting.
Yeah, I'm not trying to freak out or anything, babe.
You know? No, don't freak out. She's well worth it.
This is kind of like a reunion show.
It is. It's like that party that everybody wants to go to, and everybody's out in the same line. I like that. That's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We get to guess in our heads more who it is.
With the beans, Friday,
you know,
and
I'm having people ask me all this week if Cisco's coming back. I don't know the answer just yet. I'm hoping that he would come back, but I'll keep looking for you guys. I'm going to keep doing some research and
find out
whether or not we're going to get him back. But I definitely would do a petition to bring him back if that's what it took, because I'm such a Frisco fan.
I heard that Allison Sweeney was back on Days of Her Life as a producer.
Yeah, as a director.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
wow.
Didn't she do some, didn't she direct one of the episodes of General Hospital, too?
Yes, she did.
Carly.
Yep.
Carly,
she's
directing Days now?
Well, yeah, she's back directing Days, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't even know that. That's cool.
She's a good actress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she is.
Yeah, she is.
I really don't want her leaving. I'm still sad about leaving, you know, Dave. I love her on Dave.
To reassure you all that we did find out, Carly and I, as far as we've heard so far, that Kristen LeBlanc is going to be safe on Y&R.
He's not going to be leaving.
His storyline is going to be about cancer, but he should not be killed off as far as we've heard. So we will keep you updated, but as far as we know, it's safe right now, so all's good.
Yes.
Do y'all know any news on Molly Burnett that used to play Melanie on Days of Her Life? Is she coming back?
Yeah, she's coming back.
She's already on set. She's coming back, yes.
Oh, that's great. I used to love her on there.
We got a new Chad DeMira. Yeah, we've got a new Chad DeMira coming on. It's going to be really good.
Yep, it will be really good.
Michael, I had wrote I wanted Mike to get some blood work because I thought maybe thyroid was off for some reason. Because Lauren is definitely not going to cheat on him. She really loves him.
I know the Lauren's going on.
I kind of wish they would fix the storyline that with the Lauren and Michael story, because they need to have Lauren kind of lay off a little bit. She's starting to sound kind of desperate.
Yep.
She might be texting
her
with them.
At least, you guys, you know, I hate waiting. You guys, I hate waiting for this, but keep talking.
We're doing good.
It's very Hollywood to be late, so, you know.
Very fast.
Well, I know.
You know, you're not in Hollywood unless you're fast to be late, so it's okay. We can be patient. I didn't get to tell you earlier, but I sent out your anniversary card today, so check for that in the mail, okay?
Uh-huh, I can't wait. I was just going to say,
everybody, see, I'm the only soap I watch, and the only soap I've been watching for over 30 years is General Hospital, and I don't watch any other, you know, soaps, but I just don't think, no matter who was going to replace Jason, I just don't think they should ever have recast the character. That's just my opinion.
You're not the only one. Corey, would you agree with that? Corey's
back, yeah. Corey, you on there?
Am I back?
Yes, you disconnected.
Corey, we were just talking about the recast for Jason Morgan. Do you want to share your view on that?
Oh, I'm just so over it. It's been so hyped. First it was Billy, then it wasn't Billy, then it was Billy, then it wasn't Billy. Then it was Billy, now it is Billy. As far as I'm concerned, Jason can stay at the bottom of the bay.
Corey, you're gonna have to know what happened, okay? Because me and Carly can tell you. Out of respect, we did not say nothing, and you all know this. We kept our mouths quiet, but we hinted that we knew who won, and we let you guys guess, so we would let you play the game. Well, as you know, we know people like Steve and Carly and me that we had given the cat out of the bag.
we never did. We kept our,
mm-hmm.
we kept that mystery.
Oh, you guys, we have
what.
Another call.
Okay, go ahead.
207 you're on the air.
I'm just walking. What do you want
207. Okay, well, good. We didn't want to knock to you either. No,
okay,
not
so we
not call.
We kept quiet, and then
yeah, we did.
Being publicly accused of like, oh, well, you don't let everyone know who it was. I'm sorry, no, we did it. But you know what? As
no,
a journalist,
we did not.
I wanted to tell you who it was. It's my given right to tell you that I did it because I did it out of respect. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah, and
yeah,
this is
exactly.
Me.
But I think we've, you know, I can also tell you, I have been dealing with so much nightmare on Facebook. It's been ridiculous. I dealt with a hacker, and I also dealt with the fact of that I left three groups today because one of them was being really stupid. And Carly remembers this because we were dealing with them earlier.
Well,
yes,
you need,
oh, yeah.
We're not going to say any names, but they know who they are. And you know what? I don't care at this point if they're mad at me because I'm gonna let it out. I'm gonna let it out right now. I was in the group and I was an administrator, and they were accusing me and Carly of just posting crap on the page. I'm sorry,
mm-hmm.
but if posting Stand Up for Cancer on a subgroup, and I'm posting crap on your page, then I don't need to be in your group because one, I was supporting the group of Support the Cancer. I am a cancer survivor, and that does not mean that I'm posting crap. I think a lot of these little groups that are on Facebook have a little too much up their head that they need to get back to reality.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Grammar. Carly, we don't need that drama, and we make our own group. It will be called GH Fanatics. But you know what? That's fine.
Amen.
We don't need that bad drama in our lives.
Yeah, we don't.
And that's exactly
we try
right.
enough. We
that's
try
right.
enough, so they, you know, we deal with so much drama on Twitter and on Facebook. I am so done with the drama, you know. And if anyone attacks my boyfriend, I will kill them. I am not gonna just sit there and be quiet anymore. And you know, that group used to just. Be glad that I'm not naming you because my boyfriend won't let me and I'm listening to him. But if he would let me, I would so call your name out by now. I would so call your name out and enjoy it, but I won't.
The difference between me and Carly and those other idiots that I'm sorry to call haters is that we have class. If we wanted to put you out, and we can, you know, again, we're journalists. If we want to put your name out in the air so everyone knows who you are, we would. But you know what? We're not going to. We're not going to give them that satisfaction.
No.
No.
No way.
No.
No.
No, and even
why,
though I
why,
want to be.
Why give
you
them
free advertisement? Them up.
Why
but,
give them free advertisement?
Oh, I know, but I'm just mad. Corey, I'm mad. Corey, you don't know what happened. You knew what happened.
Oh, but we do have an announcement for me and Carly that when I get to visit Carly during the holidays very soon, we're proud to announce that we'll be doing a live show together for Daytime After Dark and the Willie and Carly show. So be prepared for that. That'll be fun, guys.
Okay.
When does the Will and Carly show come on?
The Will and Carly show has been in the works for the last month, and we've had one solo buddy. We are going to have another one tomorrow night. So, and
we have one tomorrow night. We haven't had the test because I've been so busy. I didn't get to do the promo yet, but we're very excited to have another guest that will be on there. For tomorrow night, too. So keep calling and checking in with us, and you'll get to interview that person as well.
That sounds good. What about April? Is she, has her show started airing yet? Back in previews? Oh, you don't know?
I haven't heard anything on that. I haven't.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know that there was another show.
Yeah, April had her own show. I think she had her own show.
Former people, the best, you know, in any endeavors that they do.
I know April had mentioned that they were moving to a new studio, but
yes.
I haven't heard anything about when she's airing again or not.
Okay.
And she hasn't joined us on Daytime After Dark in a very long time.
Yeah. I was just asking because I used to be a former. I guess it's okay to say this, Carly. I used to be a former co-host back in the day on Daytime After Carly. So that's how I know April and everything.
Oh, well, that's cool. That's cool, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Carly will tell you this. We, you know, it's almost like The View. We will come and go with maybe certain hosts and other co-hosts. It doesn't matter. But
you
we
guys,
can stay friends with anybody as long as you don't turn on us.
Yeah.
That's the only thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like anything in life. If someone's going to treat you bad, then why would you want them around? So this is our teacher, those who have come and gone. We will always report to you. But we do move
guys,
on.
Babe,
yes.
Well,
yes.
Special guest is here.
Good afternoon.
All right,
come on. All right.
Okay, I'm putting everyone on mute, and I'm going to leave Willie here, and then we will bring everyone else on to ask good questions.
All right, everybody keep staying online. Thank you.
Okay, you know, this is a mystery guest I've been waiting all week to say. You guys are going to fall in love with her and message we do and message I do. And if I not pronounce your name wrong, I'm so sorry. But people, it's Jordan from General Hospital, Vanessa Aldros, and I probably said her name wrong. I really apologize, but you'll see it. Hi, welcome to Daytime After Dark.
Hi.
Hi, we are so...
How are you?
We are so
happy.
We're
doing
happy.
A whole lot better now that you're here.
I'm breathing.
Carly and I have been so busy promoting you all this week, and you got to be proud of us. We kept it quiet. Everybody asked us all week long, who's going to be the mystery guest? Who's going to be the mystery guest? I'm like, we're respecting her wish. We're respecting her wishes until you guys call in on Friday, and then you get to know who it is. So you've got a lot of people ready to ask you questions tonight, so it's on.
Awesome. I'm ready.
I just want to say, the moment Jordan came to town, I fell in love with you. I love you. Oh my gosh, you are so exciting. You bring it to General Hospital. I'm loving your undercover work. I'm loving this whole storyline you're in. You know,
aww.
I think
the storyline, and Vanessa, you're going to blush, but girl, you've got it going on, damn. I'm with Alexis said, okay, I love Julian with Alexis, don't get me wrong. But I'm not going to lie, when I see you doing your scenes with Julian, that is like, damn, that's like hot chemistry. And when you're showing off, like when you were at the museum and you had that jacket on, and you know when you were doing your thing and you were like showing your body. And I'm like, oh, my God, please put them together because the chemistry is just so electric. And I'm loving it. Don't get me wrong, you're good with Sean. You're good with Sean. I mean, I'll give you your props for that. But I want to see them do a little something-something with Jordan and Julian. It's just you can't deny the chemistry. It's so steamy.
I don't know. I mean, I think that's what you guys want to see, and I think it would work. You know, I just Julexis is so loved, and I don't know if that's in the works anytime soon, but you know, you never know. This is soap opera land, so anything could happen.
All right. So my question for you would be. What was it like when you got on the set working as Jordan and, you know, you just automatically into the storyline
and with this mob war going on, how intimidating was that, learning that you're going to be working alongside, like, William DeVry and also the actor that's playing Sean Butler? How did you take that?
It was really, you know, it didn't feel intimidating at all, to be honest with you, because you have to remember, I auditioned for the role, and I did like probably 5 auditions, and, you know, 2 of them were with Sean, and I tested with him, so I felt really comfortable, and they were really, really welcoming and sweet over there, so it was a great experience, really great.
Okay, cool. Now, another question I had, and this might make you blush some more. How intense do those sex scenes get? I mean, do you, like, just prepare, like, real quick, or do you just have to, like, psych yourself, like, you know, like, you know when you're, like, doing, like, a play and you got to, like, psych yourself out a little bit? Like, I'm not in anywhere. I'm in this character, and I'm going to have to stay in this character. Is that how you go through that, or give us a little bit of the motions there?
Well, you know what? Hold on 1 second. Sorry. It's so uncomfortable, you guys. It's so uncomfortable to do those scenes. But, you know, it's acting. Like, we don't have to rehearse it or anything. We just kind of go right into it when they call action. So you just kind of, you hope that it all kind of works.
Yeah.
Sometimes it
well,
doesn't.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's working, yeah. I think, with Sean. We've got a great chemistry together, and that is something that you can't really rehearse. You just have to have it.
That's,
you know,
I agree. I like the chemistry that you share with Sean, and I've got to give you props. You are doing so good with you and TJ. When I saw that they were going to bring you on as TJ's mom, I'm like, yes, this is good. This is, you know, you can see the bonding. You can see the struggle that he's dealing with his mom, that she's undercover. Undercover, like, FBI agent, and she wants to tell you the truth, but you can't. I mean, how is that doing? Like, are you as frustrated as us that you, like, please, let her tell you the truth already?
Oh, my gosh. You have no idea how frustrating it is. Because I haven't, you know, what's so funny is I haven't worked with TJ, I haven't done any scenes with him in so long, if you guys have noticed. It's been weeks now.
Yeah,
so
right now.
You know, it's like right now, like, it's my character's just like, it's like agony because I don't know where my son is. He's not calling me. I can't tell him anything, you know, and now I'm in bed with Sean. So it's like, there's so much to catch him up on, and it's weird.
I have a question. Well, I have a theory. I think Sean is TJ's father, and I think that's going to come out. Is this the way I think the storyline was going or is going?
Oh,
I think it
was,
make sense.
I thought that too. I have the same theory. The way you two act, you, Vanessa, and the actor that plays Sean, just played so perfect that I'm like, you know what? I bet you anything that he's going to turn out to be TJ's dad.
Yeah,
well,
yeah, I feel like that too.
Also, I have like a 2-part question because I had Sean Blackmore on the show. You know, he's so sweet, he's so nice. You know, you can tell him the call, he says hi, and get his bun back on here because I miss him. But what are you going to do when this whole thing collides and, you know, I mean, I think Zoden's playing with fire right now, as it is, if you ask me. I mean, I get worried for you. I'm like, okay, if Jillian finds out she's really working with Anna, okay, this is not going to be a good day for her. This is really not going to be a good day. So,
no.
I mean, people are waiting for the secret to come out, and for what you don't know, people are so waiting for the fluke storyline to end, and
really,
and I mean, I know you're a part of that in a way, but can you tell us any upcoming good mobster things you're going to be involved in without getting fired? I don't want you to lose your job.
Right, we don't want you getting in trouble.
Yeah, we don't want you getting.
I can't get in trouble, but I will say that What can I say here? I will say that there's definitely more violent and mobster stuff coming down the pipeline with someone that you probably don't want to see me do that way. Let's put it that way.
Ooh. You know what? I'm enjoying a lot of the levels of Vanessa being as Jordan because, one, we got the whole Fluke storyline. We got the whole Victor Cassadine thing going on. But I'm curious more than anything. I want to know, who is it that Jordan's working for? Who's this mystery agent, this FBI boss that you work for?
Right.
That's not Fluke.
Uh-huh.
That's not Victor. Who is that guy? Because I bet you they're going to be another element to this mob storyline. It's getting really intense, and I hope the writers didn't skip that part, because as fans, we everything. And I'm like, who is this guy that she's talking to over the phone? Because
I hope the writers, like you, I hope they don't forget about that. I believe for me, I feel like there's some connection with either the WSB, with Anna, or whoever. I think there's a connection there with someone that's connected to Anna that I'm not revealing yet. I feel that I don't know that for a fact, but I feel like that could be something there.
All right. On that note, I like to add that I like the fact of your favorite scene so far, because I like all your scenes, but I like the scenes that you and Anna have together, where you're sitting down and it looks like you're pretending to be on the phone, but you're just really giving each other information. I thought that was the cutest scenes. Whoever wrote that, when you go back on set, please thank Frank or Ron. I don't care which one wrote it. You thank them and give them a hug for me, because I love those scenes. They're classic.
Oh, that's so sweet, because it's so interesting. We got such a different mixed review for those scenes. Some people were like, it's so stupid. Why are they sitting on a bench? Everyone can see them talking.
It's not stupid because, I'm a fan, but I also am a writer, and I can see that from a writer's aspect, I can see where they're coming from on that end. And I was like, yes, somebody got it. Who did write that, if you could tell us? Was it Ron or was it Frank?
It was Ron. It was Ron, yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I should get credit for that one. That's good. That's good to hear. So my question for you, before we bring on the rest of the
Babe, I have a couple of questions, babe. I do.
Okay, go ahead.
I've been dying. Okay. So, you're dealing with so many hot guys on there right now. And I almost want to see this for, like, a night. And I know I'm a Calvin and Sunny fan, so people might tune on me right now. But I would not mind seeing Sunny hook up with Jordan just a little.
Really?
I don't know. Yeah.
Wow.
Because I know you guys haven't had so many scenes, but the way they have had this song, Sunny and Song friendship, and he knows about you and he knows how Song feels about you, I think he would step back. But I also think if there was an element of surprise, that in the end you were really helping, Sunny and Song will get Gensley, and in return, are helping him and you're still working for the WSB, I think that could be it, because after all, Song is your baby daddy. I know everyone knows it. I just think, because I would love to see more like you and Sunny together. Because I think that would be interesting. And how did you like working with the fake look? I mean, I know you think it's the real look or whatever, but it's a fake look. How do you, did you get a look with Anthony Geary before, not retirement, vacation, or have you not got to work? And how is that?
I worked with him. It was great. He's a legend, first of all, and, he was incredibly, he's so relaxed, I guess, because he's been on for so long, and he was so respectful and funny. And when he was playing, the fake Luke, he's not that guy. So it was it's interesting to see him as the real Anthony. He's incredibly humble and sweet, and not,
and not a dirty old man at all.
Yeah, not a dirty old man. You couldn't say, I mean, because, you know, there are so many conspiracy theories who Zodin is looking for and everything. Do you think this will finally come out in September sweeps or September, or are we going to have to actually wait for November sweeps? Because it's killing everyone. This whole storyline is killing everyone.
I know. I honestly, I'm looking at my schedule coming up too, and it's so unpredictable. They honestly are kind of keeping me in the dark there. I have no idea. I'm kind of just rolling with the punches.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
Vanessa, I wanted to also ask you, before we get ready to put on the rest of our hosts on and our other callers, what would be your two favorite moments of just playing Jordan so far? Which ones would be your top two that you've enjoyed the most?
Definitely when I was talking to Julian in the art gallery, and I approached him about being trafficking drugs and showed him my goods. That was really fun.
That was my favorite too.
Yes, and then I actually really loved the stuff that I had with Sean, which nobody really seemed to talk about, but way back when we came back home from the nurse's ball, and we went to Kelly's, and we just kind of like, that was the first moment that he started to be a little nicer to me. We kind of melted our icy exterior, if you will, and kind of reminisced. So I liked that time that we had there.
Yeah, I agree. I like that part. I think what happened, if most people don't talk about it too much, it's because, like what Carly was saying, a lot of the scenes that we see with a lot of the storylines, we know that they're trying to keep up with them. But it feels like your characters, especially for Jordan and Sean, that they get left behind a little bit, and then that kind of puts us behind as fans. We're like, where are we at, and where did we leave off with? Because that's a little too much of a big gap.
Yeah, they're definitely very spread out.
Yeah.
No, I mean, and you can tell from Blackmore that I really want Jordan and Sean together. I know my boyfriend wants Jordan and Julian together, so
I want you two together.
What do you guys think about, see, I've been getting a lot of Twitter about Dante.
Jordan and Dante together, that would be so steamy. Because, sorry, nothing against Lulu, but I'm tired of hearing about her and those damn embryos.
but I will worry about Jordan with the Lulu and Dante fans. That's what I will worry. You might get hate mail. But no, we love you. I mean, we think you're doing such a great job, and every time you're on there, I'm like, okay, what is he going to do next? Let's just see.
You better be nominated for an Emmy, Vanessa, because if you don't, me and Carly are going to write them to send you an Emmy, because you blow it away. You just so awesome. Yes. Where can your fans tweet you, and do you have any new projects going on, Vanessa, that you could share with our listeners?
Not right now. I am just going to – I'm kind of building my website and working on creating an event where I can kind of meet everybody, probably maybe in the spring, hopefully feeling it out, maybe either on the west, on the east coast or down south, and see if I can bring a couple of peeps with me. I'll let you guys know about that.
Okay,
cool.
And what about Twitter? Are you still more on Twitter or Facebook?
I'm a Twitter girl, and I'm on Facebook. I friend a lot of people, and I accept a lot of friend requests too. So I'm on Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah, I appreciate you friending me. That was awesome. Being your friend. So thanks.
That made his whole day. I have a question before we let people on, because we don't want them to kill us. My favorite scene with Jordan and Julian and mobster, what was his name, honey? You know, the one that just died, you know.
Oh, Mickey.
Mickey Dallas or something.
Mickey Diamond.
When he got blown away, and, you know, you and Zillian were in the room, and it looked like, oh, crap, Zordon is in trouble. Sondo getting there with Sonny, oh, who day is over? And I was really expecting, you know, Son and Sonny to show up and save you, and there was Zillian so angry and, you know, saw the guy, and it was awesome, and the way you look like, you know, like, oh, crap, you know, but it was so exciting for the fans. I mean, Mickey Diamond had to go. He was driving everyone crazy. So, yeah, he was driving me crazy. I'm like, get him off the screen, please. Someone kill him, Sonny, Julian. I don't care, you know. But everyone is just, like, loving you. But we want more TJ moments because, you know, like you said, you haven't had scenes with him, really. And, you know, it's been, like, weird because, you know, him and Molly have, you know, been going through their parent issues, and he's still mad at you. And I'm like, don't be mad at him. Don't be mad at her. She has a really good reason, really. So
Yeah. It's tough. It's really tough. And he's going through, I think, TJ and Molly. They're going through their own issues and a lot of trauma there as well. So I think, I believe that the writers are doing this on purpose to create that space that we need so that we can, when we finally do come together, it's going to be really emotional and really long overdue, you know.
Exactly. Okay, we are bringing on our other hosts, too. Corey, you on?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Thanks
How
for being
you?
On with us. Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. I'm very flattered to be on this show.
Well, I have to tell you, you're one of the big reasons why I watch GH. You're my GH lady crush.
Oh, thank you.
And I have to agree with Carly. I think they need to pair you with Sonny.
Sonny, okay.
And I want you to beat Carly up.
Wow, okay. I would love to do some scenes with Maurice. That would be kind of cool.
A Carly-Jordan fight would be great for ratings.
Yeah, I think so. I think so, too. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. I don't really have any questions because I'm kind of in awe of you, so.
Well, that's good. It's good to hear your voice. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm Lane. Hey, babe, I don't know where Hannah went.
Did we lose her? Did we lose Hannah?
I think so.
Okay, well, go ahead and bring on the rest of our callers in.
Okay, I will do that. 404, you're on the air.
Hey, Vanessa, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I wanted to thank you for accepting my friend request on Facebook. It's good to be friends with you on there.
Oh, of course.
My questions for you. I've got about four questions for you. My first question is, if you could on General Hospital, if they gave you a choice of being put in the storyline with Nina and Silas Quaid to have like a triangle there, or if they gave you a choice to be put in the storyline with Franco keeping a secret about Nina walking to where you also knew about Nina walking, or if they gave you an option to work with Spencer and Emma, which storyline would you choose out of those three?
Franco and Nina, for sure. That seems a little more up my alley for sure.
Okay, and my second question is, if you had the opportunity back when All My Children and One Life to Live was still there, as well as the World Turns and Another World, if you had an opportunity to work, and also Passion, if you had the opportunity to work on any of those soap operas, and also That Night, out of any of the soap operas that were still on, which one would you choose to actually work for?
You know, what's interesting is I actually auditioned for One Life to Live way back when. I was just, I think, a little too young, but I did get very far, and I tested for it. So I would say One Life to Live.
Wow.
Yeah.
One Life to Live was a great show, you know, they had on. It was awesome. My third question for you is, I know you really can't talk too much about the Fluke storyline, but in your honest opinion, do you hope that that when the Fluke storyline is revealed of who Fluke's identity is, do you hope that it's someone from the past, or do you hope that it's someone new to viewers that viewers have never met before, kind of like when Jerry Jacks came into the Metro Court and, you know, held Sonny and Carly hostage?
I would hope that it would be someone from the past. I think it's way more interesting if it's someone from the past. Yeah.
Okay, and my final question for you is, if I wanted to get a autograph picture, how would I go about getting an autograph?
Well, I'm actually setting up a fan club right now with my website, and if you write a letter and send it over to the studio at Prospect Studios, care of Vanessa Antoine, then I will send you all the info. But my website's going to be up soon, and I'll get that out to you guys.
Okay, well, thank you for taking time out to, you know, talk to you and everything, Vanessa, and it was great to talk to you.
Oh, you're very sweet. Thank you so much. Have a good night.
You're welcome. You too.
Thank you.
Thanks, Cole. And our next call is Marjorie, you're on mail.
Hi, Vanessa. This is Marjorie. How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
Hanging in there. I am thrilled. I've been trying to figure out who was going to be on, and I had a teeny little idea. If I said, nah. You are. I love Jordan's character. I really do.
Oh.
The whole dynamic.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And the scenes with you and Anna on the bench, perfect. They just the way they should have been written.
Oh, good. They were a lot of fun to do. I love Nola.
And I have a warning, though. If you kind of get involved with Sonny, you're going to get pregnant.
That's what I hear. Everybody that said that to me, they say, at some point, you have to have Sonny's baby or get pregnant by Sonny, because that's what he does.
That's what he does.
That would be really interesting, actually, with Sean. I mean, that would be like the ultimate betrayal.
Yes, it would. Oh. I'm not Thomas. TJ, they call him now, right? Thomas. I love when you call him Thomas. Oh, wow. Thank you. Oh, it's just so great to hear you. I'm so happy you're on here.
Thank you so much for calling in.
I don't want to blow any storylines because I want you to stay in for a long time.
I'm gonna tread lightly on that.
Okay, good idea, good girl. Thank you so very much. You're a delight to have on the show, and you really would have fit with Ron and Frank on One Life. They're just dumb. They didn't pick you up at that time.
You know, to be honest, I think I was just too nervous and green. I think they saw something there, and they took it as far as they could. And then I was just too young to play that role. And, I'm glad that I'm on GH now. That's for sure.
We're lucky. We have you now. That's my. I watch them all. So GH is my heart.
Awesome.
Really is. Thank you so very, very much. I'm so happy you said yes.
Well, good talking to you. You have a good night.
Vanessa, we also have we have a two-part question from Cheryl Riggs of Tumblr, and she would like to know, what got you inspired to be an actress for daytime?
Sorry, repeat the question.
Who or what inspired you to become an actress into daytime?
Well, you know what? It was just a time in my life that right now I've got two lovely boys, and I was constantly going to Canada to shoot because, as you guys know, I'm Canadian, and I was just going back and forth and leaving my boys, and it was just a crazy schedule, and a lot of things are shot everywhere else except for L.A., of course. And when this came to my on my lap, I said, you know, I want to be home with the boys, and the schedule was so great that at this time, while my babies are still, you know, boys, I want to be home with them and still be able to do what I love, and that's acting. So that's what it was.
That's awesome. And the second question was same one from Cheryl Riggs of Tumblr. She wants to know, what's your favorite dessert?
What's my what? My favorite dessert?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I love everything. But okay, so there's this thing at the Cheesecake Factory, which we have. I don't know if you guys know.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yes. The Cheesecake Factory, okay. So there's this dessert. It's called, like, the Brownie Godiva or something like that. But it's, like, Godiva chocolate and brownie and ice cream, and it's... You can't finish one by yourself, but it's just, you try. It's so good.
It's so good.
Oh, it sounds divine.
Yeah.
Babe, you got more callers?
Babe, when you come here, I know what we're going to have together now. Thanks, Vanessa. You gave me a great idea, actually.
Yeah.
We have calls.
Okay, let's bring our next caller on.
Yeah, block number, you on there? Block number?
Hi, Vanessa, how you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
Good. I just want to say that you've been a great addition to the show, and I'm glad that they're playing Jordan to be not, you know, to be undercover and trying to take, you know, the creeps down. It's a change from the norm, and I'm glad that they're playing it that way.
Yeah, I agree.
Sean is going to have to eat a lot of crow, and I can't wait to see that because everybody thinks, and TJ too, but to a lesser extent, he's a kid, but I can't wait to see Sean's reaction when he finds out, you're not doing what he thinks you're doing, but you're actually working for the good guys.
Yep.
Yep, and I actually think you'd be Jordan would be a better police commissioner at this stage than Anna because you've solved more crime than them in 5 minutes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I keep taking the rap for it too.
I know, right? But that's it. I just wanted to say, keep up the good work, and I'm so glad you're on, and I can't wait to see more from you. Have a great night.
Thank you. You too. That's great. Thank you.
Thanks, Cole. Okay, 6:31, you're on the air.
Hi, Vanessa.
6:31.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Vanessa.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, good, I'm doing good.
Good. This is Lisa. Thank you for friending me on Facebook. It's very sweet.
Oh.
I know. Daytime actors and actresses are just, I think they appreciate the fans so much more, you know?
Yeah.
And I guess because we're just so loyal. I mean, I've been watching General Hospital GH for over 30 years. So I've seen lots of comings and goings. And you are just a wonderful addition to the cast. And I'm so glad when we found out that Jordan actually was on the one of the good guys, because I did not want you to really be a drug dealer.
I know. And it's nice. It's fun to play bad, but, you know,
right.
I love that it wasn't so, quote-unquote, stereotypical, you know, to have
right.
the girl come in and be a drug dealer. And, you know,
right. I that's what I'm saying. I was so glad that they, you know, that they did write it that way, that, you know, you were actually, you know, undercover.
Yeah.
And I, you know, it was my favorite scene, I have to say, was when you took down that, you know, Mickey Diamond. What a dirty old man. I was just so happy that I was like, wow, what a badass. You know, you were just watching with that whole sneak. That was great.
Yeah. He was creepy.
Yes, he was very creepy. He's almost as creepy as Fluke.
Yeah, for sure.
I know you can't say anything, but does the cast even know who he really is, or no? Because it seems like such this huge secret.
No, they don't. But they know that it's not Luke. They just don't know.
They don't.
Who he
but
is.
Like I'm saying, they're even like they're not even telling you guys who he is going to end up. Okay. Okay, I can't, like I said, I've been watching, my God, I'm 48, I've been watching since I'm 12, and I don't even, like, have a clue. They're doing a really good job with this, I have to say, but it needs to end now, because I'm like...
it's fun to see Anthony do this stuff, though, I think, I'm sure.
He's amazing.
He's just amazing.
He is really, truly such a gifted actor. But, you know, I mean, I like him as Luke. I don't like him as this, you know, evil person. But, you mentioned you have three boys, did you say? I know I saw some pictures on Facebook.
I have two boys.
Oh, okay. Okay, I have three boys and a girl.
Oh.
So, yeah, they're 19, 16, 13, and 11. So, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Are your boys teenagers or no?
No, not yet. But my oldest is 11, but he's definitely, he feels like he's going to be a teenager soon. And he's, he's quite tall as well. So it's just, I'm looking at him and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going to have a teenager soon.
I know. My daughter just started college, so it goes so fast. It really, really does.
Yeah.
My boys are taller than me and they remind me of it every day. So.
Wow.
Yep. But then again, I'm only 5 feet tall, so it's not that hard to, you know, like, surpass, you know, my height. But, again, it's such a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you.
And keep up the good work. I love your character. You're doing an amazing job, and I love your wardrobe. Oh, my God, you look amazing every day.
That is definitely all the costume. They are geniuses over there. They know what they're doing.
And you wear it well, so.
Oh, thank you.
Well, you have a wonderful night. Thank you so much for taking my call, and I look forward to seeing this whole thing unfold.
Yes, so do I. Have a good night.
You too. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Call back, Elisa. Don't be a stranger, Lisa.
I won't, Carly. Thank you. Have a good weekend.
Oh, no problem. Okay, what about host Hannah? Had to go deal with kids tonight. So she wanted me to ask to you, do you like the storyline that you are in? And if you don't, what would you change the storyline if you could?
I love the story that I'm in because I get to play, it's not just one thing. I get to be bad at the same time, be good and be a love interest and be a mother. So I get to kind of play all four of the dream roles for a woman in one part. So I'm totally happy.
Well, I mean, that is good. And we have another call. Then I've got some questions that just came into my little mind. 678, you on the air?
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing good. Thanks for accepting my friend request. I greatly appreciate it.
Oh, of course.
I just have a couple questions. My first question, would you like to be in a storyline with Patrick on General Hospital?
A storyline with Patrick?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you asking if I wanted to be in a storyline with Patrick?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. I would love to work with everyone, but I'm not. I don't know if that would. I'm trying to think of how it would tie in with us. I mean, it would be interesting for sure. And we're both Canadian, so that would be fun.
That would be funny.
Okay.
Vanessa, maybe we could write a scene, something like Jordan and Patrick could be like commiserating their woes of drama over there at the rib. That would be awesome.
Oh, yeah, of course. Well, we've got more. Who else do we have? We've got Dominic. He's Canadian. We also have William's Canadian, too.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, second question. What is your favorite food?
My favorite food? There's so many. But if I could have one food, I can't go wrong with pizza. I got to say, it sounds so generic, but, like, I love a good sliced pizza, and it's got to be from New York. New York, a real slice where you can fold it in half, walk down the street. I would love that.
I've heard it was really good. I've never had it, but I've heard it was really good.
So good. So good.
Okay. Third question. Okay, if you could be in a movie with Dwayne The Rock Johnson, what would you do?
Oh, goodness. I would be thrown around on a bed somewhere with him. He's super hot.
Yes, he is.
Mm-hmm. Well, would
you name a movie if you could?
What's that?
What would you name the movie if you could?
Oh, I can't think of a name. I don't know. Rock Jordan.
That's a good one.
Okay, and one last question. Okay, if you could be married to anyone besides Sean on GH, who would it be?
Ooh, married. I would say, Dante. I think that we would be a good pair because we're both in law enforcement. I think it would be perfect.
That would be good. I could see you together too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, again, thank you for accepting my friend quest, and I love seeing you on General Hospital, and maybe soon they'll find, maybe they'll get rid of Fluke and find out who he is.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Or find out what the whole thing. I think there's way more to Fluke than we even know, mm-hmm. and more to Jordan than we know. I think it's all going to come together in a very interesting way.
Yeah, because, I mean, I'm ready for the real Luke to come back.
Yeah, I think we definitely are,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, we can't wait. Thanks for calling, Connie. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Cole.
Vanessa, I've got a question here from siblings Melissa and Rob from Facebook, and they want to thank you for also finding them on Facebook. They want to know if you could be on any two primetime series that coming out, whether they're new or favorites returning, which two primetime shows would you cameo in?
I would love to do a guest star on How to Get Away with Murder.
Okay.
And
that sounds good.
That's coming out there. And I would like to do a guest star on Homeland.
Ooh.
Oh, wow. You're into a little deep spy stuff. I like that. That's good.
Yeah,
that's really good.
Stuff.
Yeah. I could see you do, like, two other shows, like maybe even Grey's Anatomy. The Ray Donovan show. Have you seen that one? That one's really good.
What's that show?
Donovan, yeah, that's, I could see you doing that, like, maybe a three storyline arc, that would be awesome.
That would be so great. That's such a great show. I love that show. Love
well,
that
you're
show.
Lucky because we have a lot of loyal fans that just adore you. And me and Carly, we always do Twitter petitions for a lot of different celebrities that we want on shows. And we would be honored to do that for you and promote it so we can get you on some hot primetime shows. What do you think about that?
Oh, I love it. I love it. That's very sweet of you guys. And, you know, you don't have to
no,
do
Mama.
This. It's so like, you know, I feel like in anything that I've ever done, for sure, the fan base for General Hospital has been just overwhelming and beautiful, and you guys are so loyal, and that's why I really appreciate you guys, because it's hard
Thanks.
This business.
I need you to say, Connie, is Corey still with us?
Yeah, Corey's here with us.
I want Corey to chime in with this with Vanessa. Corey, tell Vanessa
Corey,
here.
Are you there?
How?
Corey?
Yeah, I'm here.
Corey,
okay.
Tell Vanessa how loyal the GH fans are as far as, like, getting them on everything, right? We're, like, real loyal
yep.
to our favorite actors and actresses, right?
Oh, so loyal.
So, yeah.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah,
and,
so
okay.
You're on the biggest, hottest soap on in daytime, Vanessa. So, yeah. So be prepared. We're right there for you. We will support, and we're always there to help promote. So we're
well,
just like we're best friends and everything.
It really is
the
best
soap
on TV.
Yeah, and Vanessa, I have a couple quick questions, and we all three of us, when you're back on here, we love you. This is so much fun. We love talking to you. So we hope
Thank
you can
you.
Come back again. And my other question is it dawned on me? I know who else. Jordan could go for. I mean, it will rub Anna a little, but if you went after Duke for a little while, that would rub Anna just the wrong way.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
I'm not saying, like, forever, people. I'm just saying, like, a one-night stand, both of you get drunk, and whoops.
But Duke is, like, way older than Jordan.
Yeah.
I
yeah.
know.
I love that. I could do that. Me and Corey are writers, and we can tell you, we write online fanfics. We would love to do something like that, just to write into our storylines that something so intense like that. That would be awesome. Right, Corey?
Well, I agree. And I think Jordan and Duke would be fire.
Really? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I've never heard this.
Yeah, Vanessa, Corey is a writer. He also writes his own series as well. But between me and him, we write for, like, you know, folks that, like, GH and for Guiding Light and Where I Have to Live and all that good stuff. But we wanted to invite you to check out our blogs for partyworldsblog.tumblr.com, and you can read a lot of our fanfics on there and just drop by. And, you know, even if you don't comment, just give it a look and just see where your character might be going. I think you get a kick out of that.
Oh, that'd be really cool. I'll check it out for sure.
Yeah.
And
Claire, do you have a site for Vanessa to check out that you'd like to recite to her?
I don't have a site, so you can check them out on Will's blog, like you said. I'm still working on a site.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
And so, Vanessa, do you want to come back sometime? Because me and the boys would really love having you back.
I would love to.
We're having such a ball, Vanessa. It's such a thrill having you on. It's more. I know this is an interview, but it feels more like an after party, right, Connie? It's just so relaxed.
Yes, it is, and I love it, and it's relaxed. And you know, you can tell William and you know Sean and everyone that come on Daytime After Dark. Tell them it's very relaxed. Tell Will I won't buy him, even though, you know, I'm on Team Sunny right now. I've always been on Team Sunny. But we would love to interview William Devane. We would love to interview anyone. So if you can spread the word about us, we would really love
yes.
it.
And also, Vanessa, if you can, if it's not too much to ask, could you please thank the actress Rebecca Herbst? I'm enjoying reading her story that her and her husband write. It's called Liberty Strong on Kindle.
Yeah,
okay.
Rebecca Herbst. Yeah.
I'm loving her story, so please thank her for me and Carly. We're addicted to it. We can't stop reading it.
Oh, that's awesome. It's on Kindle, right?
Yep.
Yeah, have you read it? Have you read it? It's really good.
I haven't read it, no.
Yeah.
I'll check it out.
I think they need to put some more scenes for your character. I think they need to put, I would love to see Jordan and, like, Elizabeth just have some type of interaction. I mean, with all those people living in Port Charles, at some point, don't you think they're going to say hi?
Right. Well, hopefully.
Damn, girl, we'll grab a pizza or something, you know. All that drama in Port Charles, they're missing, like, everybody.
Well,
I mean, I cannot wait for the day that you and Carla get into it. I'm just, like, waiting. I'm, like, waiting because, for you don't know, Thawne and Carla have, like, a little relationship, too, on the show. And so that's another reason to be angry with her and, like, you know, but I love her. She's my go-to. So,
yeah.
But
yeah.
I would love this to see Jordan and Carla, you know, totally get in a fight and totally, you know, and you guys slap each other or something good.
Maybe we get in a fight. Maybe we get in a fight, and then I start sleeping with Sunny.
Okay. I want Jordan with Sunny, and I also want her with Dante. And what's the other one I said earlier? Oh, and Julian. I think those would be the hot three steamy pairings right there.
Yeah.
And I would just like you to take Ava Durham into custody, please. And, you know, Valkyrie and Dale for a while, please.
Yeah. I don't know if that's going to happen anytime soon.
I think Jordan and Luke would be steamy, too, though. I mean, you just have so much chemistry with these guys.
Yeah, you do.
It's just amazing. Corey, we're going to put you on the spot. Do you have anything for Vanessa as far as, like, any favorite Jordan scenes that you would like to tell her that you've enjoyed so far?
No, but I just wanted to touch back on what you said about her and Elizabeth. Jordan is way too cool to be hanging out with Elizabeth.
Ah! Ooh, yeah. But you know,
she's way too cool for Elizabeth. I think her and Britt could be friends.
Thank
but
you.
Elizabeth?
Boy, I was just going to say, I want you to go hang out with my good Britt, and I think you and Lou Spencer could be really good friends, too.
That would be cute.
I would love to see Spencer have a little crush on Jordan. Now,
that
would be cute, yeah.
And not for nothing, Jordan and Nicholas together would be hot, too.
That would be hot, too.
You see, Vanessa, you got writers here. We're ready to put you on the on the limelight. Carly, do we got more callers, or is that all the callers for tonight?
That's all, buddy, babe.
We're cool.
Honey,
we're doing good tonight.
Sweetie.
That's good.
But we said, we would love to have you back, because, you know, and if I can convince Mr. Thawne, maybe you guys would do a joint interview. You know, that would be cool, just the little lovebirds or the kind of lovebirds. And, you know, if I could get Julian on here, too, I mean, it would be very hot. It would be really, yeah, oh, my God, that could work.
Yes.
Yeah.
Between me and Carly and a lot of your fans out there for the GH, Vanessa, we are just so excited about having Billy Miller on General Hospital. He's just so phenomenal. I don't know if you've seen him before, but he used to be on Young the Restless and also on My Children before, too. But he is just such a phenomenal actor. I mean, it's just amazing that General Hospital is going to have him next. We're just so thrilled. I mean, I cannot wait.
Oh, we cannot wait. Fall is going to be hot.
We would love having you. And say hi to all the boys there on General Hospital. tell them they are really doing a good job, and tell Monique Bernard and William don't kill each other, please, you know. I don't want to see...
When you go back on that set, Vanessa, tell everybody at General Hospital that Daytime After Dark with Carly, Willie, Corey, and Hannah, we love General Hospital, and we want you guys to come back, and so we could interview a lot of you on the cast, because we just think you're the number one soap in our hearts.
Yep.
Oh, you guys are so awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh,
yeah, we're sending
come
hugs.
Back.
I'm sending you hugs from South Texas.
Well, keep in touch with me on Facebook, and I'll shoot you guys a message and keep you guys updated with what's going on with me if there's anything to update, and we'll schedule
awesome.
Something
okay.
Soon.
Yeah, but listen,
okay,
you can
cool.
Also tweet me at Party Will.
Okay. I'm going to go on Twitter.
Well, thank you so much. We've really enjoyed having you tonight.
Thank you for having me. You guys enjoy
okay.
Your night.
Yeah, have a good weekend.
You too. Take care.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, you guys. That was Vanessa. Okay, I mean, I don't want to mess up her last name again, you two. I messed up her last name. I feel like an idiot.
Babe, you did so good. I'm so proud of you. I love you.
I love you. And I know Corey's going to do it. Well, we are in that stage right now, Corey. If he was here, we would be in trouble right now. But all I'm going to say is I want my honey here right now. I'm missing him like crazy.
Cool, we've missed you. It's great having you on back again. I wanted to tell Corey, because I'm sure he may have missed it earlier, but we had a phone contest earlier, Corey, and we had a contest where everybody gets to pick a number from 1 through 50, and if they pick the right number, they could win either a Target gift card or a Red Lobster gift card. So you're the last one to pick a number from 1 through 50.
11.
Okay.
Awesome. Corey, do you have any favorite storylines that you've liked so far on any of the soaps, or have you had any to watch them?
We brought everyone back. Marjorie is here.
Hi, Marjorie.
Hi. How you doing, Corey?
Good. How are you tonight?
Fantastic. I was hoping it was Vanessa. It really was.
Good.
That was great. Thank you so much for having her on.
I told you we would get level.
Yes,
oh
you did.
Oh, my God. It was just, I am so thrilled, y'all. You just don't know. I mean, I've enjoyed just being a part of this with Carly and Corey, but just interviewing these GH actress and actors, it's just, for me, it's like a dream come true. It's like, wow, it's like a journalist's dream to, like, interview your favorite celebrities in daytime.
Oh, they
exactly.
Are.
Oh, and 404, you're here, and 678, everyone's on, so you guys can talk, too.
Welcome back, hey. Everybody. Welcome back.
Hey. Thank you.
Hi.
So,
you commend yourselves and pat yourselves on the back. All the interviews tonight, they were all so awesome. Everybody, just great job.
Yep.
Because you let us talk to different stars that we love and spend so much of our life with.
We always
enjoy you guys interviewing the celebrities. I mean, that's just like a perk right there. I mean, we always feel that it is our. I know it's for Carly's show and for Corey and Anna and I to be in this show, but the way we feel is our show is your show because. You are the ones that make it so successful. I mean, look
how popular
we've
gotten.
I mean, we wouldn't be who we are. We wouldn't be who we are right now in this moment without you guys. So we feel that you need to be also awarded and commended in that way because, I mean, like I said, our success is your success as well.
Yes, all of our success.
And bottom line,
is we really wouldn't have a show without all of the callers.
I mean, really. I mean, we would have it. I mean, of course we would have a show, but it would be boring. And it would be Will and I would be flirting with each other for a whole, you know, 2 hours. Yes.
And I would be telling you to get a room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean.
Did you tell Carly, have you told our wonderful listeners and Corey that we're going to be getting some more GH people soon?
Yes, we are. We are on fire right now, you guys. And we might be getting a couple of B&B people.
I've done some little talking with some celebrities as well. And with this close, you might be getting a mystery YNR guest.
Why not?
And now I can't say who it is. I'm not telling Carly who it is, babe, because it's my gift to you after you got me Courtney from GH. It's now my turn. So when this person appears on the show for YNR, that'll be my gift to you.
Oh, but
you're
you got to tell me.
Excuse me. If he's not going to tell the person that he loves more than anyone else besides Bennett in his life, he's certainly heck is not telling you, Corey. Sorry. You know, he tells me everything first.
It's a secret.
You missed it. I don't know if Corey caught this or not, but we recently had the honor of interviewing the lovely Alicia Lee Willis.
Wednesday night.
That was so awesome. Yeah.
That was awesome.
That
was Carly's anniversary gift to me since we celebrated our anniversary on September 2nd of this year already. It's 1 month. And
yeah, 1 month.
I just like to say it. I've got to say it.
I love you,
Carly, so much, babe. Thank you so much.
I love you, too.
The most awesomest anniversary gift anyone has ever given me. Like that. It's like the cherry.
Well,
it's like the cherry on top of my favorite strawberry sundae. Damn.
If we were in the same room, I would have got you something a little better than that. But no.
I'll say, get a room.
Get a room.
You know what, Cole? Soon we will be being together, sharing a room, and you know.
And then
you will never hear from Will, because once we are together, you won't ever hear from Will and I that much. So just use your time wisely with Will, because when we are finally together in the same room, yeah.
Okay, everybody, I got to tell you. The coolest movie comedy that's out there already. And if you haven't got it on your phone, you're going to want to download it. Download Showbox. It's the awesomest, coolest app you ever get. It's free movies and free shows.
Mm-hmm.
I finally got to watch How to Think Like a Man 2.
Really? That's awesome.
It's so hilarious. It's better than the first one. The sequel would just make you laugh in stitches. It's that funny. With Kevin Hart and the rest of the gang from the first one, they're back and ready to go one more time.
Wow, thank you very much. I'm watching it tonight.
And there's another movie that is out there that I cannot wait to see. It's called Draft Day. It's with Kevin Costner.
That's excellent.
I'll check that one out.
It's football. I love.
You know, okay, because I've been wanting to see that one. Because I hear it's so good. Oh, and the 100 Foot movie, the 100 Feet Journey movie,
definitely.
Is so good, you guys. It's so good.
Also, don't forget to DVR September 26th.
September 26th, okay.
Okay.
What are we DVRing, babe?
I think we may have lost Will.
Will?
No, I can't lose Will.
Will, where are you?
Well, he kind of cut out in the middle of the sentence, so that's where
I know. Where's my baby?
What,
honey?
What was the name of that app he said?
Babe? Okay, Will. Is it not funny? I don't want him to, like, be just...
What was the name of that app you said for the movies?
It's called
what?
Showbox.
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 Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's free.
And it's a free app.
Yep.
When will the winners of the contest be announced?
Well, if we'll ever get back on, he can tell you.
He's got the hat.
Yeah, he has the hat.
Is he left?
Is it all together? Showbox. Showbox.
Yeah, I think so.
Mhm. That's what
okay.
I put.
And. Everyone, we are dedicating this show to Joan Rivers, the passing of Joan Rivers. I'm still in shock. You know, yesterday when I heard the news, I thought people were like, I thought it was a hoax. And for Betty White people, she's still alive. The whole thing was a hoax. Betty White is still alive and kicking.
Thank God.
Yes.
I wasn't surprised when Joan died.
You were? Oh, okay.
It's just a private room.
Why wouldn't you not?
Because when they said that she had the heart attack,
mm-hmm.
I just had a feeling that she wasn't that she was
going to
die. That's why I said I wasn't surprised.
But, yeah, okay, did Stacey have the heart attack?
Yes, she died of
heart
failure.
Oh, okay.
She stopped breathing during the procedure.
You know, it's so scary for older people to, you know, go through operations, even though when they say it's minor, but it's not.
Mm-hmm.
When she's 81, my grandma went through a heart attack and she was 86, and the doctor's like, well, there might be a chance she might not come out of it, and, you know, but she did, but, you know, there's
mm-hmm.
always that chance with older people, and, you know, but the hospital, they are saying if the hospital is involved now.
Right. They're
closing
to the
like, you know, if they did something, you know.
They gave her that same drug that Michael Jackson had, propanol or the sleeping drug?
Well, she went in for a throat procedure.
I did those.
And she had a heart attack, and then she was in the coma, and then, so at least this is the way I understand it, and then she died from the heart failure. Which
mm-hmm.
heart failure, they warn you after any type of, before I should say, they warn you before any type of major surgery that heart failure is a risk with
mm-hmm.
the anesthesia.
Oh,
so,
I do not know.
Yeah, he has a sign for it every time.
Whenever I go into, like, well, I've had a couple of surgeries. Whenever I go in, I know this is bad. I don't read the paper because whenever I read the paper, I get too freaked out. So I'm like, I tell my mama to read the paper, and I don't read the paper because I don't want to know the risk. I know that sounds really bad. The love of my life is back on. Ale.
Oh, hey, everybody. What happened? It looks like I got rejected temporarily.
Where'd you go?
I don't know. I was talking to everybody, and then I just got bumped off.
Okay,
he left
us.
September 23rd.
He abandoned us.
No, he abandoned me. It's all about me, Corey, not you.
Wow.
I was trying to talk, and all of a sudden, I just beep, beep, and I'm like, oh, my God, I just got disconnected.
What was the real, babe, what was the number of the contest winner?
Oh, yeah, hold on.
Can I get the hat?
11.
I'm 27.
Okay,
no,
the lucky contest winner is lucky number 40.
Woohoo!
So who was
okay.
our winner tonight, Carly?
I don't remember.
I had number 40. No, it wasn't me.
Okay, this is a follow over to be honest, right, Connie? Okay, which one of y'all came close to picking the number close to 40? Anybody?
50?
I know that Mandy chose number 14.
No, I'm sorry, I'm 27. Yeah, my birthday. No, it's far away.
No,
Marjorie.
You know,
11's
a good number. Marjorie's
the
closest, so Marjorie, you win.
Yeah,
I'm on 3.
I'm on 3.
Although you can. Congratulations, Marjorie. You're the winner to our Target or Red Lobster gift card. We'll have to just leave your information with Carly, as always, and she'll send that out to you. Thanks, sweetie.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're welcome. And thank you for participating.
Wow, thank you. We get our, Courtney this week, and now we got Jordan and a guest. Wow, thank you.
I know, it's been a one heck of a week. We interviewed Courtney from General Hospital, and then we had Jordan, like, wow.
Today.
And don't forget, y'all, you want to check back with us, me and Carly, tomorrow night. Same time, 7:30 mm-hmm. Pacific, we're going to have another mystery guest that will be on, and he's an actor, and he's in a show. It's called Old Dogs and New Tricks, and just keep checking, you know, the website and me on Facebook and Carly's, and we'll see whether or not we can give out the actor's name, but if we don't, it'll still be a mystery. But check back with us tomorrow night, and we'll continue on the fun again.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much. I
hey,
Molly.
We're just having a party.
I looked
from vacation.
I looked up that Showbox app, and it's in Japanese.
Okay, you know what you have to do is you have me on Facebook or Twitter. I could send you the information through your email if you have to do it that way.
Are you trying to go on Facebook?
The reason they do that is not because it takes your email, so you know. It's just so I can send it to you, and when you check it, you have to answer it through your phone, your email. You just download it, which is you click the link, and it automatically goes onto your phone. It's free. It doesn't take up much space, I'll be honest about that. And once you click it, you're going to be surprised. You can choose anything from free movies to free shows, and you're going to enjoy it. It's like, Carly would tell you, it's like a menu of nothing but favorite movies and TV
mm-hmm.
shows,
yep.
and it's better than cable because you're paying nothing. It's free.
Free.
Wow. There's an app that I'd like to tell y'all about. Where you can, like, if you're not at home and say, for instance, you want to watch your favorite shows on the go, like General Hospital, Young and Restless,
mm-hmm.
Days of Your Life, Most Beautiful, there's an app you can download. It is called iBroad TV USA, and they have ABC, CBS, NBC, TNT, A&E. They have AMC, ABC Family, Bravo, CW, Disney, ESPN, Fox, FX, HBO, MTV. They got so many. I mean, you know, they've got quite a few channels. Plus, they have events that you can watch, like UFC and different events and stuff. But it's a free app you can download for your cell phone.
Carly, babe, can you get that information from that caller, and we'll check out that app. Thank you so much.
Brian, this email to, Facebook it to me tonight or tomorrow, Brian. Really appreciate that.
Okay.
I just want to say.
And Carly, please pass that along to me.
I just want to say, was it going to get me in trouble? Now with the love of my life with my other co-host tonight. But I just want to say congratulations to the Seattle Seahawks last night. Boy, you brought it home. You did such a good job against Green Bay. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of being the 12th man or whatever. You guys rock it. You guys are going to rock it all season long. Here comes the Super Bowl. Here comes us winning every game this year. I better not say that, but we are going to make it back to the Super Bowl. So I just want to say good job, Seahawks. Win next week.
And our football season, I'm definitely rooting for the Dallas Cowboys, and I'm hoping that they get at least some type of a good season in this year. So good luck to all the players this year. We're definitely going to be rooting for y'all, and we can't wait for football season to kick off.
You all just need to realize that the Green Bay Packers will be going to the Super Bowl.
No.
You have to realize the Seahawks are going back. We are stronger than ever. Wilson has it in him this year, and it's going to be hot and good, and, you know, Green Bay is going to be Green Bay who in a matter of minutes, and babe, you better set me up because I could really start smack-talking every, but I won't smack-talk the Dallas Cowboys. That is one team I won't touch.
I think I have to go now.
Seahawks
did good yesterday. I can't wait for the Falcons game, though, Sunday.
It's gonna be fun.
I think it's gonna be a good season for a lot of teams. But after what I saw last night, I got so excited, and I have my new bed, and it's very comfortable. But I was jumping up and down on my new bed. I almost killed myself doing it. But I got so excited to the game, but I couldn't really. At the game because the last time I got a noise complaint from my stupid old neighbor downstairs who's an asshole.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, I got a noise complaint,
God I got it on the house, my parents' house, because I am horrible watching the game. I was screaming for them to win, Seahawks. I hate the Chiefs. I don't want them going anywhere this year.
You know,
I do need to add that I've got one little complaint, and people may get mad or not, but that's okay. I'm very mad disappointed that the ABC app that they keep promoting for people to check out favorite shows and all that good stuff, even ABC Family, I'm sorry to say this, but it sucks. It's not working.
They don't work.
On there, and they want you to put your TV provider, and you can't even find your own TV provider on there. So my thing to them is go back to the drawing board, because it's not working, people. It's pretty sad when the only app that really works is really CBS, because I can watch a CBS app with no problem. I don't need a TV provider.
Yeah,
that's
true.
ABC and ABC Family, they need to quit promoting something that don't work.
But, you know, if you have Xfinity, you can download the Xfinity app and use your Wi-Fi, and you can watch General Hospital on demand and other shows, too. But, I mean, they don't have Bold the Beautiful and Young the Restless, but you can always watch that on CBS app.
Thanks for telling us that. Yeah, I don't have Time Warner. And even Time Warner, it's pretty sad because you can't go on ABC app or ABC Family and find them on there because there's nowhere listed under your cable provider, so that's pretty stupid.
That's great.
Yeah, I have the CBS and the Xfinity, and that's helped me out so much. I mean, because, like, especially if I have problems with my satellite, I'll miss some of General Hospital or Young and Restless and Bold and Beautiful, and so I'll be over here having to watch it on my phone.
Cool. Well, we got a few shout-outs tonight. It's going to be awesome. Our first shout-out would be to check out Comcast, if you haven't had them, as a provider.
Yeah, Comcast is awesome. I'm hearing
good things from Carly and other people about it. So if you don't have Comcast, definitely check that out.
Mm-hmm.
They're really good. They're really good. Another good one that I'm hearing about is DirecTV. If you're liking satellite,
check out DirecTV.
They got some good sales going on. And, you know, just tell them that Daytime After Dark send us your way. And, you know, just let them know. And thank you guys for, you know, keep listening. We got more surprises the rest of the month. So it's getting better.
And I just want to say, probably get me in trouble, but that's my middle name.
I love when you get in trouble.
I know, but you usually get me out of trouble, remember? But the person that I'm fighting with over the Green Bay Packers, come on.
Oh, we're in a fight. We're in a fight.
But
we are fighting.
Yeah,
you will have to do some major setting up to not be in this fight. We are fighting.
But you know what?
Fighting Green Bay Packers.
Okay, but you know what? You know, Will's on my side. Really is not on your side. Really is on my side. He won't ever take your side over my side. I'm the love of his life. So, I'm sorry. Will's on my side about this. My baby.
I'm on both the outsides because y'all just are so awesome and you crack me up.
No, seriously, babe, but you are my son. Babe, we don't want to get enough of a fight on air, do we?
Yeah, because she's already in a fight with me. You two can't fight.
You deserve it, and it's not like I'm ever going to kiss you. I'm going to kiss Will. So I prefer not to be in the fight with the love of my life. Thank you very much.
I've got to say that I'm enjoying the new readers that we're getting on partywillsblog.tumblr.com. Thank you, everybody. I'm appreciating it so much. And Corey will, too. I've lost touch with Corey for a little while. But, Corey, I've got some good news for you since you're here on the air with us. You're now and forever the last episode that you posted on Facebook. It has 16 reblogs on the blog site as of yesterday.
Sweet.
Yeah. So that shows that people are reading and they're sharing, so that's really good. And for me, the online fanfics will return on Wednesday. Corey, any updates on your fanfics?
They are returning soon. I don't know when, but soon.
I'm ready to get on Corey's show because I'm just so excited when he premieres that Same Love. I'm just anxious to read it. I think that's going to be a really good series.
Yes, and two of my characters on Same Love are based on Willie and Carly, although now that me and Carly are fighting, her character may have to die.
Well, if I was on there, I'd have to die too. I hate the sheep.
You can hate the chief all you want. I don't enjoy the chief either.
It's Green Bay. Marjorie, it's Green Bay that you have to say you hate, you know, die around here.
Oh,
okay.
Chief? Oh, that's Green Bay. We're the Bears. I'm Chicago.
I know, but
Margie.
Green Bay.
Yes, dear? Yes, Corey?
Margie.
Mm-hmm.
Really? The Bears?
My Bears. Yes. I posted something on my thing yesterday.
of what kind of, or this morning, what kind of fan are you? And you asked a questionnaire. It's called, it's on my Facebook thing. And, well, we know that. I came out diehard.
I think I've taken that quiz before, Margie, and I came out diehard, too. I believe green and you cut me open. I believe green and gold. It's just plain and simple.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I'm not. Don't be sorry. I'm sorry that you have to bleed orange and blue.
I'd rather bleed orange and blue. Oh, blue and gold for Notre Dame.
It's better than that yucky Seahawks lime green and blue.
Excuse me, it's not lime green, little person. You know, did you really want Wheel to really stop talking to you? Really? You're going to just, you know, because he will. My babe.
And who's Will's team?
Dallas Cowboys. Which, P.S., their quarterback is from near where I live. Tony Romo was born and raised in Burlington, Wisconsin, which is about 10 minutes from my house.
Wow.
So I'm okay with Willie liking the Cowboys.
Oh, okay. You're not near Red Granite at all. My cousin lives there. Red Granite?
What?
Red Granite, Wisconsin? That's where he's at.
I've heard of it, but I've never been there.
I think it's up farther north. And we go
Margie,
back and forth. Mm-hmm.
Since you're from Chicago, do you ever venture up to Lake Geneva?
I used to. I love going to Lake Geneva.
Did you used to take Route 12 up?
Mm-hmm. Through Williams Bay.
Yep, because on Route 12, on your way to Lake Geneva, you go through Genoa City.
Really?
Yes.
There really is a place.
Yes, I was telling this to Will and Carly that Genoa City, Wisconsin, is probably about 25 minutes from my house, and like I said, you probably drove through it when you drove to Lake Geneva. When you blink, you miss it.
You miss it?
Yeah. But just to give you a little backstory, Lake Geneva does the boat tours on the lake.
Right.
Where you can see all the mansions.
Mm-hmm.
One of the mansions on Lake Geneva is owned by the Bell family. And they used to summer in Lake Geneva. They used to summer in Lake Geneva, and that is where the Bells got the name and the city, Genoa City, for the Young and the Restless.
That's what? I never knew that.
And next time I'm in Genoa City, I already promised Carly, even though we're fighting, that I would take a picture of myself in front of the Genoa City sign.
That's a great idea.
And I also live in a little town, it's called Paddock Lake. But the next town over is Salem, Wisconsin, so I live near Salem, too.
Wow.
Okay, that's what I never understood. That's real. Okay, I always got confused about the Salem thing. I didn't know if they were in Wisconsin or whatever. I didn't know where they live of life was really, you know, because...
Carly, they never mentioned where they are.
No.
Well, it was a good talk. Talking to y'all, but I'm gonna have to go. But y'all, take care.
You too.
Okay, thank you.
Take care.
Y'all take care. Have a good one.
All right, everybody, I've got a game.
Oh,
right,
cool.
Bye. Bye.
It's a naughty game.
Oh, naughty and I.
Wow.
You,
okay, and I.
This is what you do. This is the fun of it. It will go around and around like a table. Well, what it is you're going to pick your favorite character in daytime, the location, and what you're doing. For example, you could pick, maybe Carly picks Neil from Young and the Restless in his office, and they're hugging. That kind of thing. Okay, we're going to start first with Corey and then go around. Corey,
okay.
Go ahead. You start. Character, place, and what you're doing.
Cole?
He's thinking, I think.
No, Corey's
Corey?
Still here.
Yeah, he's
Corey.
Thinking. What is the phone site?
Is he thinking?
Yeah.
Corey,
he's
are you thinking?
Corey. Okay. We're monitoring you, though.
I think the phones are acting up tonight because I lost connection earlier.
It's crazy, yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
I try to call
okay,
it right at 9 o'clock. Marjorie,
you pick a character, a place, and what you're doing. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to take Sunny. And we're in my kitchen making pasta. Okay. And we end up on the counter.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Carly, baby,
this
you're
next.
Fantasy. Go ahead.
Okay, crap. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have me picking from, like, everyone. Okay. Oh, I got it. Okay, Victoria from Genoa City, and I'm trying to make love to Ben again and make up with him.
Really?
Oh. Okay.
I hope so.
I'm going to pick Phyllis, and we're in Genoa City,
mm-hmm.
in her penthouse. Getting it all like Donkey Kong.
Really?
Ooh.
Ready.
Okay, who's next? Who's on our call? Did we get anybody? Are we missing anybody?
Well,
Corey.
But Corey told me he cannot, he can hear us, but we cannot hear him.
Okay, then try to text Corey what we're saying, and then he can answer you.
Okay, Carly?
Okay.
Because I don't know what's going on. I think it's a connection with the weather. It rained earlier. I'll be here today.
Well, yeah. So, Marjorie, you said that Spencer was on today?
Yes, he was.
Oh, my God. Carly, you'd be like, aww. But you know what? I really felt bad. And you know, I really felt bad for Emma because she's got a point. Today was the first day of school and her mom is nowhere around. And she got so upset.
She was, well, baby.
Oh, okay. Oh, my God. Mm. What is going on with the guests, people?
Exactly.
I feel sorry. I mean, even though Katie Cook, you know, I'm glad Katie Cook, and so is Enid, but her mother just passed away. She was 91.
Really?
Yeah, Katie Cook, yeah.
Oh, Dad, I'm so sorry.
Well,
Katie Cook's mom. She just got married.
That stand-up dancer, I saw that she was standing up for her mom. That was sweet.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
You know,
Marjorie, are you going to be watching The View when it returns?
No way.
It's off. It's off my to-do list. After I've seen the people that will be on there, the new
Screw
balls
that.
Or whatever, I don't want nothing to do with that.
No, me either.
Mm-mm.
It's no longer on my DVR. It was always on my DVR.
Because I like watching it, you know, me, I like watching it for Whoopi, but now that they've added the other ones on there, you're not going to see much of Whoopi now. You're going to be seeing the much other people taking over. So, like, why even call it The View?
Mm-hmm.
I feel they should have just made another spinoff show. Or put them on a different show. They didn't need to put them on The View. That's just ridiculous.
Thank you.
But I feel I feel sorry for Whoopi, I do, because, you know, she lost Robin Williams, and they were really good friends, and now she lost Joan Rivers, and they were really good friends.
Very
so
good friends.
I'm just, it was like one after.
It was like one after. She's such a good actress.
Yeah, but it was one after another for her, and I'm just like.
Yeah,
you know, she hasn't really commented about Robin too much. Oh, about Joan Rivers. So I did love Joan Rivers on the Fast and Police. I did watch that sometimes, and she might say crazy stuff, but she did a really good. Yeah, I mean, people should not take us so serious, and
that's what I kept saying. I was watching it last night.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
I was watching it on E! Last night, and I was in tears. Someone went to bed on me. I won't say who it was. But someone went to bed on me. And we promised each other that we would not go on back online, and I was going to... leave you a message, Audrey, but we promised
each
other.
Are you kidding me?
So, I started crying watching the lead special. And I was like, oh, Corey, it wasn't like Corey called back in because, you know, we are in overtime. That sucks.
What happened, babe?
It's strangely. I mean,
no,
I got scared when, Melissa's an only daughter, so I try to write up with her because I was an only daughter.
Yeah.
And my mother was put then in a private room when she was on life support.
Yeah.
And that meant the days were numbered when that happened.
Yeah.
Also, don't forget, everybody, on Monday night, me and Carly... And Corey, if he's still able to get on, and Hannah, we're going to be hosting a soap night again on Facebook and on my blog. And it'll start about 6 o'clock, and we're going to be sharing your favorite classic videos with trivia. So check it out.
Will do. And tomorrow night you'll be on with my Old Dogs New Tricks?
Yes, Old Dog and New Tricks. Yeah, it's going to be fun. Very excited. I'm fixing to have to let go because my phone's about to die, so I'm going to have to charge. But thanks, everybody, for calling in, and the wonderful Vanessa, and Carly, baby, I always love you. Corey, thank you for calling in tonight. Hannah, thank you for calling in, too.
Babe.
And congratulations again to our lucky winner. Yes, babe.
Thank you very much.
Babe, are you going? So how long is it going to take you to charge your phone?
About 10 minutes to give it away.
I'm looking for that promise.
Do not fall asleep this week, okay?
No.
Okay, I promise.
Okay.
I love you.
I love you,
babe. Kisses.
Kiss
Bye.
Me.
All right. Night, everybody.
Night.
Don't you love these phones? They're always hungry.
Well, I just, you know. I don't like being without him for very long, so.
I agree.
Corey goes, I would say it's the days of a life in the apartment, above the pub, and Eric and I would be in bed together. Oh,
really?
Wow.
That'll be hot.
Wow. Hey, Mosley, did you watch Big Brother or no?
Not really. On and off.
Jordan and Jeff, you know, from Big Brother, they got engaged tonight.
Did they? Oh, no, I missed it. No. I like Jordan.
Yeah, no, it's on Facebook.
Oh, thank you.
So hopefully, you know, we will find out what's going on with Maxie and all that on Monday because...
Oh.
Because I didn't watch today, but, you know, I just
it
want
wasn't
them
today.
A, I just want to, I just want them to, you know, hurry up, you know, with this and tell us what's going on and everything.
Yeah. But your little baby is on the lap today.
Oh, awesome. Okay, we better end it before they...
They cut us off?
Yeah, so I hope you can call in tomorrow night.
I will be definitely.
Okay. Night.
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Take care. Good night.